People who listen to my Mosen Explosion radio show on ACB Radio Interactive will have noticed that on the last show that I did last week, there were all sorts of new jingles and sound effects and things being played at regular intervals, and I got a lot of email and instant messages from people who wanted to know how was that happening. Well, every so often there's a piece of software that comes out that just changes the way you work. Perhaps it's related to the field in which you're working. I guess if you're a word processing person, and that's what you do for a living, you get very excited when you can see a new word processor that comes out that really makes things easier and more efficient for you. Well, for me, a software package like that has come along in the last little while. It's called Station Playlist Studio, and it is a cousin, or a brother or sister, of the Station Playlist Creator program. To fully understand the power of Station Playlist Studio, it would be a good idea to go back and revisit the Station Playlist Creator review and discussion that we had in about June of last year. If you get both packages, which costs just over $100 US, then the Station Playlist bundle is really quite powerful. But you can use the two separately, and I'm going to do my best in this demonstration to show you what Station Playlist Studio does, firstly without the Station Playlist Creator package, which works perfectly fine, and secondly the additional functionality of having the Station Playlist Creator package with Station Playlist Studio. So the website, I'll give you that from the outset, it's www.stationplaylist.com, and Station Playlist is all joined together, there are no dashes or anything like that. www.stationplaylist.com. So what does it all do? Well, as the name implies, Station Playlist Studio is designed to be used by broadcasters. It's positioned and priced in a way to be attractive to and useful to people in small studios, people who may be doing internet broadcasting on a low budget, or perhaps in countries like New Zealand, where micro-broadcasting has really taken off, running small, low-power FM stations around the place. The studio package is, if you like, the equipment in your studio. The Station Playlist Scheduler package allows you to be quite precise about the kind of events that are played when. So, there are some basic system requirements I need to tell you about. Underlying the Station Playlist Studio package is Winamp and the SQR Crossfader plugin. You do need to have Winamp version 2, by the way. It does not work with version 3, I'm pleased to say, because neither do screen readers. You need to have that installed before you install Station Playlist Studio, and you also need to have on your system somewhere the SQR Soft Crossfading Output plugin, and both Winamp and the SQR Soft Crossfading Output plugin are available on the same download page as the Station Playlist Studio download, which is only about 800k, and it does come with a very useful help file that gets you up and running. But we will show you how it works. Let's go to the start menu now.
Windows Catalog.
And for this demonstration, I am using JAWS for Windows version 4.51, the public beta that came out a wee while ago.
Accessories submenu. Startup submenu. Scan button 3.0.
I'm just pushing S because we're going to get to Station Playlist eventually.
Security, choose cast it, Sonic Founder, SQR, Station Playlist submenu.
There we go. Let's have a look at what's in Station Playlist's submenu now that we have the full suite.
SPL Creator.
SPL Creator, we did some work on that in June of last year, showing you how to create a really slick series of playlists for broadcasting.
SPL Help.
That's the help for the main creator package and scheduler, etc.
SPL Scheduler. SPL Studio.
And that's SPL Studio. We'll just keep going to show you what else is here.
Studio Help.
So there is a separate help file for the studio application.
An install station playlist.
And then we've got the uninstall option. So let's go back up to
SPL Studio.
And then we'll press enter.
Start button. Station Playlist Studio registration.
Now, although he has put the download up on the web, it's still a beta, and to the best of my knowledge, you can't purchase it yet. But the limitations are pretty tolerable. You can run it for 24 hours solid, and then you just have to restart it. And certainly that's, as I say, tolerable until the thing comes out of beta and you can pay for it. So now there's just a dialog box that's popped up saying you need to register and these are the limitations, so you can just hit enter or the space bar to activate the OK button and dismiss that dialog.
Now, agent playlist creator.
In my case, what's going to happen, because I've been using this and it's all configured, is that it has loaded the correct playlist. If I check
station
the time now, there we go,
user.
It's all ready to go. If I check the time now, it's
10:22.m.
And that means that it will have automatically loaded the 10 o'clock playlist. Bear in mind that I'm using Station Playlist Creator in conjunction with this package. Station Playlist Studio, whether you use that creator package or not, does rely on the concept of hourly playlists. What I'm going to do for the beginning of this demonstration is act as if we didn't have the creator software, because there will be some people who want the studio package but perhaps can't afford to get the creator right now, or maybe just don't see the need for it. So that's fine. We're going to go to the file menu.
Append next.
And just down arrow, I'll show you these menus in a second.
Clear all playlists. Control plus L.
And there is a shortcut key for this, Control L, to clear all playlists. So now we have, if I up and down arrow, an empty screen. And we'll come back in just a second and show you how to make that screen full. Let's explore what we have. There's just a menu bar on the screen and a list view control. If I tap the Alt key, you'll find the menu bar.
File. Alt. Edit.
Alt E.
View.
Alt V.
Controls.
Alt C.
Default user cards.
Alt D.
Shift cards.
Alt S.
Control cards.
Alt T.
Alt cards.
Alt A.
Help.
Alt A.
So that's quite a long menu bar. Now, most of the things seem pretty familiar. File, edit, view, and of course controls, which you would expect in a player. For people who aren't familiar with radio station setups, they may find the term carts a bit strange. The original cart machines, or at least the cart machines that we used to use in radio when I worked in good old analog studios, carts or cartridges is in fact the correct longer name. Cartridges were just sort of larger cassette type devices that had loops of tape inside. And you would put the cart in the cart machine and press the button, and it would instantly play something, such as an advertisement or a jingle. In some studios I worked in, they only had two or three cart machines. In the bigger metropolitan studios I worked in, they had six cartridge machines. And another good thing about cart machines was that they had pulses that you could stick on the end of advertisements or jingles that would fire the next sequential cart machine off. So you could load up your six cart machines and push the first one, and they would all play one after the other, which was truly beautiful. The downside of the original cart machine was that some people would get in a bit of a hurry, and if you didn't let the tape re-queue, say there might be a bit, it might be, let's say, a 2-minute cart, and you had 1 minute and 50 seconds worth of material on it, and if the DJ before you didn't let that cart re-queue, then when you push the button to make it go, nothing would happen, and it would make you sound like a complete idiot, even though it was the DJ before you who caused you the grief. So, cart machines are something that broadcasters are very familiar with, and the great thing about it is that you can load things into these machines and hit a button and things instantly happen. Now, the author of Station Playlist Studio, Ross Levies, has recreated that concept by giving 48 cart machines. Now, you can access them from the menus, or you can hit them with a hotkey using the function keys. So, if I just hit my F3 key, for example, which is the default cart machine number 3, then we will get
the Mosin explosion is fun, the Mosin explosion is fun.
Indeed it is. Okay, so that's the little Mosin explosion intro. Now, you can also use this for beds, of course. If I hit just F4 on its own,
the Mosin explosion wacky news.
And then we have the wacky news bed for the Mosin explosion that you can read interesting and weird stories over. So it's great, because you, as long as you develop a system that makes sense to you, you've got access to all of these jingles and little files and things that you can insert at any time. You don't have to plan terribly far ahead. So that's what the cart machine feature does, and it's a great feature. It just makes it feel so much more real, like you're back in a radio studio. Another feature of Station Playlist Studio that could be easily overlooked if you're just an individual looking at this is it's also designed to work for multiple broadcasters. If you're in a low power FM or a larger studio setup, then obviously there are going to be DJs before you and DJs after you. And you can actually have separate accounts within Station Playlist Studio for different users. In that case, you have the default cards, which apply to everyone, and there are 12 of those because they just use your function keys. And then there are other user cards that can be set up on a user-by-user basis. If we go to the file menu file. Here and just arrow down through that.
Append next playlist. Control plus N.
We'll come back to all of that.
Append external playlist. Control plus E. Clear all playlists. Control plus L. Track preview unavailable. Shift plus Enter. Change user. Control plus U.
So you can change user or hit Control U without even having to go into the menu, and that means that when it's the end of your air shift, if someone else is coming in after you, you just press Control U, they log on, and then they've got all of their cart machines and things ready to go.
Close.
So that's a great concept. So let us look at how we can use this if we're not going to use the Station Playlist Creator program to make playlists automatically, and I highly recommend the whole bundle, and I'll show you why a little bit later, but it is possible to use this just as if you were using Winamp or Odstuke. Although Odstuke, of course, you would load in your library or have it loaded in automatically, so it's a sort of a similar concept in some ways to the using the playlist creator module, although Odstuke now also has a scheduling module at quite a price. So let's go to the edit menu.
Insert track unavailable. Shift plus N.
Okay, now people will get a bit stuck on this because they say, gosh, I want to insert a track because my screen's empty, but it says it's unavailable. The way that this program is designed is that Station Playlist Studio works on the concept of hourly playlists. And, you know, generally radio stations do. You work in hourly units. So the first thing we need to do is to create, to let Station Playlist Creator know about the hour we're dealing with. To do that, we need to insert two hourly markers, one to mark the beginning of the hour we're going to work with, and another to mark the end. Now, you only have to really do this once if you have some of the other features turned off, and we'll deal with it in just a second.
Delete track. Append hour marker. Control plus H.
A.
So, the first thing to do is to append an hourly marker, which is Control H.
Start hour. OK button.
Now we've come up with a dialogue, and
cancel button for the playlist test combo box. 11.
And it's asking, what hour are we working with? And it's currently on 11, which is 11 a.m. So, in fact, if I look at the time,
10:31,
we're still at 10:31. So let me just go up one.
10.
So that we're going to work with this current hour. So it's the 10 a.m. playlist we're dealing with. I'll press Enter.
Station Playlist Studio Default User.
Now, in this very accessible standard list view control, you'll see that we
hour
have
marker.
One thing.
1010 a.m. 10/02/2003. Hour marker.
And it's showing us that there's an hour marker, and then it's telling us that it's for 10 a.m. and what the date is. Now, we need to append a second hour marker so that we've got boundaries to work within. To do that, we'll just arrow down past that hour marker and press Control H again. And now there should be a second
hour marker. 1111.
Okay. So we need, in fact, to be on, to put our cursor on the 11 o'clock hour, because then we're going to use the insert track feature to insert items before the 11 o'clock marker. In other words, that are going to be played this hour. So let's do that. We'll go to the edit menu.
Insert track. Shift plus N.
And you can use shift plus the insert key if you want to undefine, say, the number pad insert key so that it's not being used by your screen reader, and in fact, I think in Windowise, they are undefined, those six-pack keys, so you won't have that problem.
Insert a track. General track.
So, now, we can insert a track. And generally, if you're not going to bother working with all the scheduling features, you want to accept the default, which is general track. However, we do have other options.
General spot radio button checked.
A general spot could be, for example, a jingle or a commercial or something like that.
Time spot radio button checked.
And a time spot is another particular feature where it tries to play an event at a very precise time. That could be useful, for example, if you're getting a lot of requests, but you really want to make sure that you play a promo at about, say, 10:40. And even if you don't get through all of your material that was in the playlist before the promo, you want to play it then. So you can do all sorts of great things like that to make sure that if you've gotten the obligations to sponsors or to the station you work for, that they will always be met.
Break note radio button check.
And a break note is just really for reference. You can put information here to remind you to give the email address again, or give the MSN contact again, or perhaps read a particular message, whatever. It's just a note that will come up in the list view.
Timed break note radio button check.
And a timed break note will allow you to pause the playing for a particular period of time. It could be so that you can take a live news feed or any number of other options.
General track radio.
So now we're back to general track, and that's the default. So all you really need to do is go shift insert, if your screen reader permits you to do that, and then just press enter, because general track is always the default.
Select one or more audio files.
Okay, now this is just like an open file dialog. Let's just see where we are. I'm in my MBS promos folder, so we'll get out of there and just go down to, say, the 70s folder that I have, and hit
equals new kit in sound.
That'll do. So I'll press enter.
Station
and
playlist.
Now we have on the screen, if we go to the top,
hour marker, 1010 AM 10/.
So that's the hour marker for 10 o'clock. Then it says
equals new kit in town, 000504, other.
Right, so it tells you that it's 5 minutes and 4 seconds long, and that it's other, because it would, if you were using the playlist system, tell you what category this was coming out of. But we're just adding files manually. So now let's go back down to
hour marker,
the hour marker for 11 o'clock, and insert the next track if we want to. Or we could just start playing this now that we've got a song in, and insert songs while we're playing. In fact, let's do that.
Equals.
So I'm going to press the play key. And that's Control P, by the way. We can go to the controls menu with Alt C and look at what we've
play
got here.
Play unavailable. Control plus P.
Play, which is now unavailable because we are playing.
Stop. Control plus S.
And
S.
That will fade the track out very gently if you hit stop.
Automate Control plus
A.
The automate key, just by pressing Control A or by pressing enter here, and when it is automated you see a check mark on the menu, will just play the tracks back to back without you having to do anything.
Make input unavailable. Control plus M.
For those people who use a sound card rather than a mixer, this allows you to press Control M and turn the microphone on, and it will unmute your mic and playback controls, which is generally how you would get your voice heard over the air in these sorts of situations. So just Control M to turn your mic on at the end of a song and talk. Press Control M again, and your microphone is switched off. No having to fool around with the Windows volume control while you're trying to do everything else.
Line input unavailable, Control plus I.
And similarly, if you have something going into your line input, perhaps you do have a mic coming from a mixer or something else, then you can just press Control I and turn your microphone on through the line in playback controls. Press Control I again to turn it off.
Play unavailable.
So those are the controls menus. Now, I have set up some very simple frames in JAWS and Windows and Window Eyes to give me basic information. And because I'm used to using JAWS with Winamp and the very excellent scripts written by Andrew Hart and David Trung and Jim Snowbarger and probably others, I've used similar keys. So if I press Control-Shift-T, it will give me the time remaining.
Station playlist well, should do.
Except I think I might have the older version of JAWS running, so let me just fix that. But now that we're in business, let's try hitting Control-Shift-T.
00237.
Okay. So I'm no major scripter, and I'm sure that if the script nerds got hold of this, they could make that say 2 minutes and 37 seconds remaining, but it gives me the info anyway.
00025.
Now, I've also hit Alt, I've also configured Alt I so that it will say
new kit in town by equals 000504.
That tells me the name of the track currently playing and how long it is. I can also do Alt Shift T
000256.
That tells me how much time has elapsed. And all that was just done with frames, and that's possible because this is just so accessible. Every control in it is standard. I better get another track inserted. I'm going to turn automation mode on with Control A so that it automatically goes to the next track. Now I'm just going to press Control E. Sorry, Alt E.
Hour marker.
E. There we go.
Up.
I seem to have.
File.
There we
up.
Go. Let's hit Alt E now.
Insert track. Shift plus in.
And insert then enter because it's already over
general track. Rate.
General track. And we'll just add another. It remembers notch. Where I last was, so I'm back in my 70s folder.
Holland Oaks Ridge.
And I just hit the letter H. Let's just go down a bit here.
Harry Chapman Cats. Harry Chapman.
I'm using page down.
Purple Kurt Rise.mp3.
Okay, that's nice to talk over because it's an instrumental. So we'll press enter.
Station playlist.
And now it's queued up. If I...
Herb Alpert, rise.
Up arrow, there we go. Herb Alpert rises right after.
Equals. New kid in town.
So we're in business. We are now just working like we always would, say in Winamp, if you're used to using Winamp, by just inserting tracks. You don't need to work with a predefined playlist if you don't want to. And you can just insert promos to play between tracks and all that kind of stuff. Now, I am actually going to turn automation mode off now, having just turned it on. If I'd have left it on, it would have immediately run into the next track. I found something interesting that the author can't verify, but I pass it on in case it happens to you. What I was doing, and apparently this is supposed to work, is hitting automation mode, or shall we say turning it back on with the Control A key after I'd finished talking, and the theory being that it would just keep playing until I'm ready to stop it again. That doesn't seem to work for
Herbal
me in terms of giving... Okay, now
zero,
you can
zero,
see it's
zero,
just
seven,
queued up
37.
The Herb Alpert track. And because I've got speech going through here, it just told me that Herb Alpert Rise is now queued up and ready to roll. But what I've found is that the best way to get an immediate response from this is to hit the play key, Control P, and that will start Station Playlist Studio playing again, and it's instant. But let's say that the reason why we queued up that song is because somebody has requested it. We got an email message, or someone rang in and said, could you please play Rise by Herb Alpert? So we've said, yes, we have that one, and we've gone and found it, and we've queued it up. And we want to play a request jingle. Well, I've got a number of request jingles from ACB Radio Interactive, and some from material that I've obtained from other jingle sources. So we can hit any of these. I'm going to hit one from Interactive. This is assigned to my Shift F8 cart, and I'll show you about assigning those carts in just a moment. But I'm going to press that key now.
You say it, we play it. ACB Radio Instant Request.
And then I can say this is for blah blah, and this is what they've requested. And when I'm ready to go, I just press Control P, and off it goes. I'm now ready to insert my next track, so I can just go back to the edit menu and choose insert, and so on and so on. So you can use this very easily without the scheduler if you prefer to. Now, a really exciting thing about this is the cart machines that I've already referred to, and we'll show you how easy it is to set those up. Let's go to the default user cart machines menu, and the menu key for that is Alt-D.
Stop cart unavailable. Shift plus Control plus S.
So obviously you can stop the carts.
Wow, it's Friday. F1.
So I'm just arrowing down through this menu. This is good because with 48 carts, there's a chance that as you get used to whatever system it is that you devise for yourself, you may not always remember what you've assigned to what cart machines. And so you can look at the menus and check, and in fact just press Enter to execute it. So if I press Enter now...
Wow, it's Friday! Non-stop music!
Hey, and now let's go back into that menu with Alt-D.
Stop.
And up arrow this time.
Cart setup. Control plus C.
And there's cart setup. And because we don't really copy anything to the clipboard from here, we can use Control C, and he's done that. So, let's show you how easy this is to get going.
Default user carts. Cart 1 edit. FVDJ Jonathan, wow, it's Friday.mp3.
So that's just an edit box. I can type in the name of the file that I want to assign to cart slot number 1. If I don't know the exact file name, I can browse.
Dot, dot, dot button.
There's a dot, dot, dot button. And if I press the spacebar on that, I will get into a standard open file dialog type situation where I can browse my computer and my network for a file that I want to assign to this. And we just keep tabbing through.
Cart 2 edit. FVDJ Jonathan V3.mp3.
There we go. Then we just keep
dot,
going.
Dot, card 3 edit. FVD.
It's quite
card.
Simple. And then you can just get to an OK button and press Enter if you've made changes. Because I haven't, I can just press the Escape key. So there are dialog boxes like that for each set of cards. For the default cards, it's using the hotkeys F1 through to F12. And they are available to all users. Then you have your three other menus using Control F1 to Control F12. Alt F1 to Alt F12, and Shift F1 to Shift F12. that are customizable on a DJ-by-DJ basis. Like any application, there are options that you can configure, and they are important, and so we'll have a look at those by going to the View menu.
Options. Control plus O.
We could also press Control O. Because there's no open file dialog as such, because you're inserting events, then you can use Control O for options. So let's go in there.
Studio options. Cancel.
Now we're in a multi-page dialog.
General cancel. General tab.
And the first is the general tab.
Auto load playlists checkbox checked.
If you're using Station Playlist Creator in conjunction with the Station Playlist Studio application, then you will probably want to turn this on so that playlists are automatically loaded. That means that as you get towards the top of the hour, and this is configurable, we'll see that in a moment, it will automatically load your next hour's playlist for you and you are ready to roll. If you're doing it manually in the way that we've just been doing, you would probably want to uncheck this.
Truncate play end of hour checkbox not checked.
This is a feature where if it's really important that things start exactly on time, maybe you're getting a network news feed live when you're using the breaknote feature, and the breaknote feature can be configured so it turns line in on by itself, ideal for carrying live news feeds, then you would want to truncate play at end of hour. That means that at exactly 11 o'clock in my case, because I'm recording this in the 10 o'clock hour, it would fade the song out and start right on time the 11 o'clock playlist. I don't want that. I want the song to finish rather than have it rudely cut off, so I've unchecked this option.
Log main player checkbox not checked.
This program works for both automated environments and what you call live assist. So in an automated environment in particular, you may want to log what was played when. It's amazing how many calls we get here at MBS FM, the low power station that I run in Whanganui in New Zealand, from people who say, what was the song you played at 7:15 yesterday morning? It's been on my mind all day and I don't know what it is. So you can tell them.
Log card player checkbox not checked.
Similarly, you can keep a log of what cards you play when.
Track preview extra sound card checkbox checked.
Now this is very cool indeed. If you do have an extra sound card, you can preview tracks. You'd either need a mixer to work with this, or perhaps another set of speakers plugged into another sound card on your computer. So what happens here, I've just escaped out of the options to show you this.
Eagles.
Here's the Eagles New Kid in Town back again. I can go to the file menu and choose preview track, but I also know that the hotkey for this is shift and enter. So if I press shift and enter.
Win of 2.81.
A copy of Winamp has come up, and it has New Kid in Town in it, and I can do everything. It's just ordinary Winamp now. So I'm just skipping around, getting a feel for it. I can, of course, check the time of the application. Just push V, because this is Winamp, to stop it, and then I can close Winamp again.
Station play.
So that's great, especially if you pride yourself on doing a tight show. You're the kind of broadcaster that likes to talk right up to the vocals, and you don't want to crash them, or you don't want to leave a huge gap. You can listen to the intro of the song on your other sound card through another channel in your mixer or another set of speakers, really get the feel for the song, and then, of course, you're ready to deal with it when it comes up in your playlist. That's a great feature. Let's go back into options with Control-O
Studio
and keep going.
Auto-load.
And the next option is
auto playlist creation checkbox not checked.
This will allow playlists to automatically be created at a certain time of the week. So you can create a week's worth of playlists, say, every Sunday evening at 11:30 p.m. so that you're ready for the next week. That would be particularly useful if you're using this in automation mode all of the time.
Load studio at startup checkbox not checked.
As soon as your computer starts up, you can have this load, which would be useful if you've got a machine like I have in our control room here that's dedicated to broadcasting a low-power radio station. So as soon as the machine boots up, perhaps after some sort of dreaded power outage, it will start playing again.
Visible at startup checkbox checked.
Well, you can make this invisible at startup. The point about that being that you may be running on a PC where you're doing other things, and you are running a largely automated setup, so you can actually close the what he calls the form of Station Playlist Studio by pressing, it used to be Alt+F4, but of course then we realized that it clashed with one of the cart machines. So I think it's now Alt and Shift and F4 to close the window. And that keeps it running in the system tray. So if you have a lot of windows open at once, you can, in fact, use Alt-Shift-F4 to get rid of it when it's playing maybe two or three songs back-to-back. Use your MSN Messenger and your email without the station playlist thing getting in the way. And then when you're ready to work with it again, just go to your system tray and double-click on the icon, and the window comes back. So that's another feature I'm really quite enjoying, especially when you've got lots of conversations going on.
Autoplay checkbox not checked.
And the autoplay feature will simply start playing the playlist as soon as it loads.
Ignore timing sequential radio button checked.
This feature relates to when you have scheduled events to take place at very specific times, how it will deal with that if there are timing issues. It's not something that I've had to use, but it is quite well described in the documentation, which is a standard older version Windows help file.
Cancel button. General tab.
So that's the general tab. Let's go
event
on.
Time tab. Event
times.
Load new hour edit. 15.
This will, by default, load the new hours playlist 15 minutes before it's due to come on the air. That's just so that you can take a look at what's coming up. You can vary that time to suit your needs.
Preload new track edit. 20.
And it will preload the new track 20 seconds before it's due to start. That just means that it's ready to go. The crossfading engine can have a good look at it and make a decision about when to start fading the older track and start playing the new one. You may need to adjust that depending on the speed of your CPU, but if it's working well for you, I personally would leave well alone.
Clear playlists over edit. 1.
Clear playlists over 1 hour old. You can extend that to, say, 4 or 5 hours old, and so you can just keep looking back at what you played. But I don't know why you'd want to do that, but the function's there.
Start new hour edit. 75.
Now, this is a good feature. Start new hour, and I've got it to 75 seconds before the top of the hour. The reason for this is that you can have a situation where you might get a song that starts at about 15 seconds before the top of the hour and really puts your schedule in quite a mess if you don't have the truncate hour feature turned on. Especially if it's something like Hey Jude or MacArthur Park or something like that, you're not going to get your next hour starting until 6 or 7 minutes past the hour. This feature says, if a song finishes at, say, 70 seconds to the hour, well, let's not play another song from that hour. Let's start the next hour. You can experiment with that to get it right. I've found that 75 seconds is, in general, about right. Some people extend it further to about 120 seconds.
Cancel button. Event.
So those are those features there. Let's go into the next tab.
Files and folders tab.
This is simply telling Station Playlist Studio where it can find what it needs.
Winamp.exe edit. See program files winamp.exe.
And it will, by default, when you load this, get material from the main standard installation folder of Winamp. So it's a good idea to make sure that whatever you want passed on to Station Playlist Studio at startup is in the standard copy of Winamp that's found in c:\programfiles\winamp.
Dot 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 button.
But you can try changing that if you wish with that dot 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 button.
Log folder edit. C program files station playlist logs.
That's where it will keep its logs if you've turned those on in the other dialog that we saw.
Dot dot playlist folder edit. C program files station playlist playlist.
Now, this is where it will keep the playlists that it makes, and you can use M3U files. As you saw on the file menu, you can append what they call an external playlist, in other words, one that wasn't created by Station Playlist Creator. And that can just be a standard M3U file and possibly other options as well that you might have created in Winamp or some other third-party application.
Dot 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 button. Output file name edit. File station playlist HTML playlist playinknow.html.
Now, this is a good feature if you really like to have an interactive website. This is a HTML playlist that's generated automatically by Station Playlist Studio. And you can have some sort of FTP client automatically upload that playlist, or if you have a server, a web server, and you can get basic web servers absolutely free. And with a service like DNS to go, you'd be set. So if you have a web server on your own machine, you can just make sure that this file is created in a directory that that web server treats as its default, and you can show people what it is you're playing and what it is that's coming up. And of course that will change in real time if you add requests. So it's a great way for people to get a feel for what's coming up on your show.
Dot 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 button. Cancel button.
And that dot 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 button, of course, was to browse for the file.
Files and folders tab.
That's the files and folders option.
Mixer controls tab.
The mixer controls tab is pretty simple.
Break note line in control checkbox not checked.
When you have a break note, do you want the line in to come on?
Enable mic button checkbox not checked.
And this is just to enable or disable the mic and
enable line in button checkbox.
Line in buttons. It's good that you can disable them so that they're not hit accidentally, because I use a mixer and the last thing I want is some sort of dreadful circuitry feedback by the line in accidentally being turned on. And that is essentially what we have in the options for the Station Playlist Studio program. Also of note on the view menu here.
Options. Main player submenu.
You've got the main player and
cart player
the cart player options. If I choose main player, for example.
Preferences, control plus W.
We've got the preferences.
Equalizer.
And the equalizer. Now that option, the equalizer, and for that matter the preferences, will just bring up the standard Winamp preferences and Winamp equalizer. And so you can configure things just the way you always have in Winamp. That's important if you want, for example, as I do in fact, the SQRSoft Crossfader plugin, not to use the default sound card as known to the Microsoft WaveMapper. So you can do all of the tweaking of the Crossfader plugin or of Winamp that you like, if you know what you're doing. It does seem to me, though, that the developer has spent some time in getting the SQR crossfading parameters just right, and I've found it superb. The plugin is absolutely humming along with this. I need to emphasize, too, that when you have this system up and running, you have no idea that Winamp is involved unless you, of course, go for the preview track feature or look at these preferences. Winamp is totally invisible to you. You've got this very nice interface instead to deal with. So now I'm going to exit Station Playlist Studio.
Select.
And we'll hit S.
Station Playlist Studio.
And then we'll right click.
Restore.
R.
Open Creator.
O.
Create Playlist now.
C.
Exit Studio.
E.
Now a lot of these options depend on you having Station Playlist Creator installed, but I'm now going to exit the studio.
OK button.
And that's just the registration dialog again.
Talking Caller ID.
Now we're back, and Talking Caller ID is in focus again, which we've already reviewed. What I'd like to do now is show you how cool it is to have the complete bundle. We've showed you how to drive this without the Station Playlist Creator package. Now I want to show you the joys of driving it with it. I've assigned Station Playlist Creator to Control-Alt-C because it is a package I tend to use quite a bit. So I'll press that.
Station Playlist Creator Pro. Schedules tab.
Alt-S.
I'm not going to give you a full rundown of the program again, because I do encourage you to get a real feel for how powerful this combination is to go back and listen to the June review. I will say, though, that since I did that review, there have been even more improvements to Station Playlist Creator. I am often heartened by shareware authors, generally developers who are one-man operations, who are so responsive. And in Station Playlist, this whole package, we've found one of the best. During the beta cycle for Station Playlist Studio, there were a number of access issues initially. For example, there were some functions that weren't available from any menu you had to click. When they became available on the menu, there wasn't a visible check mark that a screen reader could detect to tell you whether automation mode was on or not. All of those things were corrected absolutely willingly during the cycle, during the beta cycle, by the author. And I think when you do find an author like that, who is willing to make those changes and listen quite tolerably to a string of issues like that, they do deserve supporting. And as I was going to say, there have been changes made since we did the review. One of the most significant ones is that it's now a lot more flexible in terms of how you define categories and spots. Categories are for more random elements, like pieces of music, although you can define exceptions to that randomness. For example, you can stop an artist from being played too often or the same song from being repeated too often. And spot groups are for more sequential things, where you might have a series of promos or advertisements that you want to play in sequence. They all get a fairly even hearing. But anyway, you can now add individual songs to categories. You don't have to specify this is the folder where all these items are. So you can go through and select different songs from different folders to be in categories. So that gives you a lot more flexibility, particularly if you haven't got your music organized by specific categories. Some people, for example, might have their music organized so that they've got music by the same artist in one folder. Now, you wouldn't want that artist to be a whole category in most cases. You might have some rocky material and some easier stuff, and you'll want to assign that to different categories. You can now do that through initial setup. And although it may take you a little while to set these things up initially, as I'll show you in just a moment, it's well worth investing the time in order to make a smooth program.
Schedules tab.
We're in the Schedules tab now. I want to move to the Rotations tab.
Options, Rotations tab.
And show you what is going to happen at 11 o'clock, which is now past, but we'll go back and load that playlist in just a minute.
List view, not selected all 70s even.
Now, this is all 70s even. This is because I was filling in for Bob Canish the other day, who wasn't well, and I did his all 70s extravaganza bonanza program. And the reason why it says even is because we have certain obligations on ACB Radio Interactive with regard to sponsors. We do some in even hours and some in odd hours. And by defining a category for odd hours and even hours, it means that I don't ever have to worry again about whether I'm playing the right one, because it does it all for me. Let's just keep moving through the schedules, though, or through the rotations.
All 70s even. All 70s odd.
Now, when I say rotations, by the way, just again as a refresher from the Dune review, which I encourage you to hear, rotations are simply a list of categories and spots to be played in a particular order.
DJU.
And you can assign that to any time.
Explosion even.
Okay, explosion even is the one we want to look at, because although it's 11 o'clock here in New Zealand in the morning, it's 10 p.m. or 2200 hours universal time, which means that it's an even one. So let's go and have a look at what's going to happen.
Explosion even rotation properties. Notes edit.
We'll just move over here to the list.
Spot groups list. Approx time 0105:25 list box.
I always allow for a bit of leeway, so we've got about 1 hour, 5 minutes and 25 seconds of content in this rotation. Now, the first thing it will start with...
0000 top of hour.
It's a category or a spot group called top of hour. That plays a couple of little IDs that the snowman did for me. So that will always come up at the top of every hour, because... there are about two or three, I think it is, in there. It won't always be the same thing every hour. This is just the category or spot. This is just the order of events. The next one.
0014 news.
14 seconds on average, though, those little IDs last for. Then we will get the news from the Worldwide Internet Radio Network. Next item.
00157 promo.
We'll get a promo, an ACB Radio Interactive promo. And the next item,
00246F.
Because this is an even UTC hour, it's going to play in AFB, an American Foundation for the Blind Spot, who are one of the sponsors of ACB Radio. Then we move on.
00304 intro.
It will play a Mosin Explosion intro, and then finally we get into the music at
00031370S.
At 3 minutes and 13 seconds, roughly past the hour, it will play a 70s song. These are categories that I've set up. After the 70s song,
00070180S,
it will play something from the 80s. And next,
00113 novelty.
We get a novelty track at about 11 minutes past the hour. After that,
00014 24 jingle.
It'll play an ACB radio interactive jingle of some kind.
00143790S.
And then it will play something from the 90s. And so it will go on. This way, it's absolutely ensuring that I'm going to play three promos an hour, that I'm going to get a good mix. And although some people like to completely build their playlists manually, and there's a lot of merit in that, sometimes you do tend to pick the same stuff all the time and you forget, because you have a particular personal preference, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you can override these things at any time. If someone sends you a request, it is just so easy to insert any number of songs anywhere in this playlist. So let's show you how that works.
Agent.
While the memory is fresh, I'll just exit the session playlist creator program.
Warning. Yes button.
And I don't know what it's warning me about, because I don't really want to save any change I might have made here.
No,
so I'm going to choose no.
Talking.
And now we'll go back into Station Playlist Studio, which I've
Station
also
Playlist Studio Register.
Assigned a hotkey to. Now, because Station of the way I have it configured, it's automatically going to load the 11 o'clock playlist, because that is the current hour. It's 11:09. Let's see what we've got.
Hour marker. PC.
That's the hour marker for 11 o'clock.
Mosin3.mp3.
That's Mosin3.mp3. Remember, I was showing you in the rotation that it's going to play an intro at the top of the hour. And so that intro is this.
Stand by to die.
Is the music really that good?
It is. And you're the target of a Mosin explosion.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
No, he's just right here.
On ACBRI.
Right, and because I haven't turned automation mode on, it has stopped now, because we're not in automation mode. It's just a case of hitting Control A. Let me do that and show you how it works.
Hour marker.
So we'll go back up to this one here, and I'm going to hit Control P and then Control A so that it goes straight onto the news bar itself.
Stand by to die.
Is the music really that good?
It is, and you're the target of a Mosin explosion.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
No, he's just right here.
On ACBRI.
This is Vince Garcia on the Worldwide Internet.
And off it goes. And it's just going to keep playing through the playlist now until I press Control A to turn automation mode off. What it will now, this is a very old news bulletin, by the way, because I haven't updated it since the Mosin explosion. What it will do now is, because I've just pressed Control A to turn automation mode off, it will finish the currently playing item, which is the news, and then it will have the next item queued up. Now, we can down arrow and look at what the next item is, of course. We can review the whole hour and see what's coming up.
NX.mp3.
That's the news from Worldwide Internet Radio Network.
Wayne Michaels, the Wayne Michaels Oldies Show 06...
And there's the Wayne Michaels Oldies Show promo, because remember, we showed you in the rotation that after the news it was going to play a promo, so it's picked a promo to play.
Verizon 04.mp3.
Yes, that makes sense, because I haven't actually assigned this to this hour. The default rotation is the odd hour, by the way, and I have to expressly assign the even rotation to specific hours, and because the Mosin explosion isn't on normally this time, I haven't done that, and that's why it's picked
Wayne
Verizon.
Michaels, the Wayne Michaels.
Okay, now we're getting messages that the Wayne Michaels promo is queued up, and I've turned automation mode off, but the Wayne Michaels promo is now queued up, and because it's queued up, I can just press Control P.
Do you like the old...
There we go. That's Wayne. Good program, that. So I'll just press Control S to fade him out. Now let's keep going after the Verizon.
Mosin Explosion 1.mp3.
There's the intro. You remember the Mosin Explosion intro was scheduled to play here, and then, as I recall, something from the 70s was scheduled to be played. So what is it picked?
Harry Chapin, Dance Band on the Titanic.
Okay, Dance Band on the Titanic by Harry Chapin is next. Now, after that, it was scheduled to play something from the 80s. What have we got?
Bucks Fizz, Making Your Mind Up.
Yep.
000241.
And then I think there was a novelty track, so what does it pick from novelty?
Grumpy Murdoch, Oppo the Crazy Dolphin.
Alright, so you see it does work. And the good thing about this is, you can just let it rip, you can turn automation mode off when you want to talk, and you have to spend far less time lining up tracks and getting an even balance. And of course, at any time, if a request comes through, you can use that insert feature that we talked about earlier that's still applicable here. Play a quick acknowledgement of the request.
Here's your request.
Right there in Shift F5, in my case, on that cart machine. And then play the song. Now, there are a couple of other things that I want to show you, and I should say that thanks to the marvels of things like having to do Blind Line and a few other commitments, the time has flown by. It is now
508p.m.
Yeah, see? 508p.m. Isn't that amazing? But that means that we are now dealing with the 70s rotation, because I still have that set up. You can, in Station Playlist Creator, by the way, specify that only certain rotations should play on certain days, but I haven't bothered to do that at the moment. So we'll just arrow through here, and this is obviously going to be all 70s music, but there are a couple of things left to show you.
Hour marker.
We've looked at automation mode, where you press Control A, and you then just leave it going. But there is another way to select tracks that you want to play, and that is simply by hitting the spacebar to check the items that you want played. So let's have a look at that. We've got here, for instance,
ACB Radio Newsroom 01.mp3.
The ACB Radio Newsroom promo, followed by
F02.mp3.
The AFB spot, one of them.
Mintra2.mp3.
An intro of mine.
Helen Reddy, You and Me Against the World.
And Helen Reddy. So let's say, for instance, that I wanted to skip all of this other stuff. Well, there's a number of things that I could do. I can actually delete them from the playlist just by pressing Shift and Delete. And that will clear them from the playlist. That's particularly useful if you get a whole lot of requests and you've got far too much music and you just want to delete some content. You can do that. But you can also just press the space bar. And actually, if I read the current line,
Helen Reddy, You and Me Against the World 00033, not checked.
You'll see that it's not checked. Now, if I hit the space
Helen
bar,
Reddy,
and now read the current line,
Helen Reddy, You and Me Against the World 00033, checked.
Now we can keep going down.
David Pruing, Agree with more said. 00.
That's an ID.
Loudon Wainwright III. Dead Skunk.
Dead Skunk in the middle of the road.
Equals. Wasted time.
So let's say that I want to go from Helen Reddy to the Eagles for whatever reason. Maybe I've been talking and I'm running out of time and I can't play everything.
Eagles.
So I've just pressed the space bar. I don't need to, if I don't wish to, delete all this stuff from the playlist. Now, having checked these two items, I can press the play key.
Checked.
Tell me again, Mommy.
Yes, indeed. And there's Helen Reddy, all queued up. Nice and instant as soon as I press the play key, we're up and running. Now if I press the stop key, it's going to fade the song out. And you may have heard it just briefly say the word Eagles. That's because it realizes that it is the next track. So now I can waffle on. If I didn't stop it, it would let the track play right to the end and then go on to my next scheduled track, which I check with the space bar.
Not checked. Eagles.
And that's the Eagles and Wasted Time. So that's another way that you can do it. I tend to just use automation mode and delete things from the playlist, but you can check items with the space bar if you wish to. So there's a lot of flexibility there. Another piece of information that Station Playlist Studio presents to you is when something is scheduled to play. And this is updated in real time. And I'll give you an example of what I mean. If we go up to the top of the hour here,
ACB Radio Newsroom 01.mp3.
This is scheduled to play at,
scheduled for 5 p.m.
5 p.m. I did that by creating a frame. There's this information is towards the bottom of the screen, and I've assigned it to Control-Alt-S. So I can arrow to the next track,
F02.mp3,
which is the AFB spot, and hear that it is
scheduled for 5 p.m.
Also scheduled for 5 p.m. It only gives you the broad minute. Now, let's arrow down here a wee way.
Leo Sayer, Long Tall Glasses I Can Dance, 00301.
That's Leo Sayer. Now this one's scheduled for,
scheduled for 5:20 p.m.
Scheduled for 5:20. But what happens if I go up and delete some stuff? So I'm going to delete this jingle. I'm going to delete
not selected at zero.
The AFB spot. And my intro.
Helen Reddy.
And the Helen Reddy song. Now let's go back and find Leo Sayer.
Loud, Eagle, Dunst, Agrees, Basic, Leo Sayer, Long Tall Glasses.
Now we find that it's been updated.
Leo Sayer.
Its schedule time has been updated.
Scheduled for 5:15 p.m.
So it knows that because I have deleted some material, the song is going to come on earlier. Gives you a good idea about planning what's going to happen on your program. Now the final thing I wanted to mention may be of interest to you even if you're not necessarily interested in broadcasting, because Station Playlist Creator and Station Playlist Studio know all about listening to streams. We use this on MBS FM, our low-power FM station here in Whanganui, New Zealand, to relay programming from ACB Radio Interactive that fits the MBS format. And we can schedule ACB Radio Interactive to come on and be turned off at particular times. The way this is done is that Winamp and also Station Playlist Creator and Studio support nesting of playlists. So you can create M3U files or PLS files that point to specific streams. If you have things set up right and you have the Tara Real Media plugin for Winamp and you haven't updated to Real One yet, then you can also use this with Real Media streams, and it means that you can set up a timetable so that it will tune into streams at specific times. So you might have it playing your own MP3 collection and then tune into ACB Radio Interactive, and then an hour later tune into mainstream, and an hour later perhaps go to the BBC, whatever. and it will do all of those things for you and completely automate your internet listening. Now, it's not a perfect solution because there are issues with some formats that Winamp doesn't support too well, but I've used it this way and it does work. You've got to make sure if the stream is not going to disconnect and therefore cause the playlist to move on to the next item, you will have to make sure that truncate hour is turned on so that bang on the top of the hour it will go either to the stream you've just been listening to again for another hour, or it will change streams for you. But you can, with a bit of work, set this up to be an automated tuning system on the internet for you, and that's a very cool feature. So I really, really like this program. I give it 12 out of 10. And one of the great things about it, and I reviewed Otsduke some time ago, and a lot of people are using Otsduke, and it's very, very good. This is not an Otsduke replacement. For one thing, it doesn't have its own dynamic compressor. You can use Audio Stocker or the SQR Limiter or Rocksteady or probably other plugins, because you can get in there and configure those in the particular instance of Winamp that's being used underneath all of this. But I don't think I've ever heard a plugin for Winamp that has the marvelous dynamics processor that Otsduke has. There are other things that Otsduke does that this doesn't. For example, being able to bring up a nice little dialogue and easily find things, although I'm hoping that a find feature will eventually come. But the thing about Otsduke is it does get quite pricey to get into, and also it uses just Ots files. Because Winamp is the underlying engine of this, you can use MP3s, Vorbis, WAV files, a whole range of other weird and wonderful things that Winamp supports. The other thing is, if you send a suggestion to this author, you can be sure that it will be given serious consideration, that you'll get a courteous reply that's timely. And I just think that it's worth supporting. The best thing of all, though, is those cart machines. And run in conjunction with the scheduler, it's just so easy. I used to find a six-hour air shift, you know, quite challenging, lining up stuff in Winamp and managing everything. Because I've taken the time to configure the SPL creator, the station playlist creator, to get my format right, and it's picking the music for me now, I've got a lot more time to chat with people, to think about content for my voice breaks, to make the program more interesting. The nuts and bolts issues of just playing music and queuing it up aren't a problem for me anymore. Looking at pricing for this, Station Playlist Studio is $69 US. Station Playlist Creator, to create all those amazing playlists based on categories and spot groups, is also another $69 US. But there is a version of Station Playlist Creator called Station Playlist Creator Lite, which is just $19. It limits you to four categories and, I believe, a small number of spot groups and only two rotations. So it may be sufficient for basic broadcasting needs. Certainly, I've got a lot more than that, but if you don't want to make yours so intricate, and maybe cost is an issue, then you may be able to get away with the $19 Station Playlist Creator Lite, and there is an upgrade path if you find that it's not sufficient, and you can upgrade to the Station Playlist Creator Pro. If you buy the two together, there's a bit of a discount. You get $10 off. The Station Playlist Creator is $59 when bought with Station Playlist Studio, so you are saving $10 by buying both together. You can download a demo that will function for 30 days, with the only limitation being that you'll need to restart it every 24 hours. The beta version, which seems very stable to me, is available right now on the site, and that's at www.stationplaylist.com. That's www.stationplaylist.com.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.